everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 83rd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. It's just me, myself, and I this week. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. Alright, this week's episode is titled Catwalk. Original air date, September 13th, 1995. Title card is a really bad quality drawing of Catwoman's silhouette against the moon with like this weird poop brown filter on it. And seriously, it's like this really grainy and bad looking picture. It's almost like they took a frame from a scene later on and zoomed in on it real close and added a filter to it. It's almost like that. We start at a museum where Selina Kyle is looking at an art exhibit for extinct animals. We then go into this weird flashback where Selina tells us her whole backstory, and it's just so out of place. She tells us about how she was Catwoman, and she robbed people, and then she met Batman, and she liked them, but they fought, and she couldn't beat them. So then she was sentenced to probation and couldn't be Catwoman again. It feels like some sort of weird reboot that ignores all the other sequels. Like, I don't know, it's just odd. Like, it's set to some great animation of Catwoman running through the rooftops and fighting Batman, but it just seems like it's just there to fill time.
I was the cat who walked by herself, and the city was my hunting ground. I'd prowl through Gotham each evening, going where I liked, and take it whatever I wanted. Until I met him. I gave him my best fight, but in the end, Kitty got her claws clipped. Had to promise I'd be a good little pet and walk on a leash, even if it killed me.
So Selina's all sad and grumpy, and we see that Bruce Wayne and Veronica Vreeland are also at the party. Bruce walks up to Selina, and she's still, like, all moody. She tells Bruce that she misses being Catwoman. She misses the thrill of it all, and she feels tempted to steal, even though she might risk her freedom. Veronica walks up to them and then walks them over to a wing of the museum dedicated to her great-grandfather, who was a famous hunter. So Selina gets all upset, and then she has, like, this catty moment with Veronica.
I had it built in honor of my grandfather, Stanton Vreeland. He was the first to realize the importance of preserving rare animals.
Not surprising, considering how many of them he obliterated.
Excuse me?
Stanton Vreeland was a playboy sportsman who'd blow away anything that wandered into his gun sight. He had to preserve animals, or he'd have nothing left to shoot.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. In fact, most of these critters are gone thanks to trigger-happy jerks like old Grandpa.
Selina?
But Bruce, Miss Vreeland asked me what I thought.
I think you've said enough.
Yes, perhaps I have.
Selina excuses herself and she leaves the party. She calls for a taxi, but the taxi gets cut off by another car. And this, like, enormous guy gets out of the car and throws Selina inside. Hey, it's Rhino! I love this guy. We've seen Rhino before. He's one of Scarface's henchmen. So inside the car, it's dark and in shadows, and we see two hidden figures. It's obviously Scarface and the Ventriloquist, but I guess it's dark, so we're not supposed to know. Ventriloquist turns the light on, and Selina has this reaction.
Oh, she's a live one.
In 2 seconds, that'll be more than I can say about you.
Calm down, pussycat. We're all friends here. Dummy, don't keep our pretty guest in the dark.
Yes, sir, Mr. Scarface.
Ah, that's better.
You gotta be kidding.
What's she laughing at? My fly ain't open, is it? No, sir.
So what's the gag?
Oh, come on, you know. What's the gag?
Can it, sister? This is Scarface you're dealing with, and I don't stand for no disrespect.
I do as he says, ma'am. Mr. Scarface can be quite insistent.
I don't think anyone's talking to you.
No, sir. No, sir.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to mention this now instead of on the after show notes. because it's really distracting to me for like the entire episode. The animation in this episode is good, but perhaps a little too good. Everyone has like very animated faces and body movements. Like they have really great reactions and to everything. Their body moves all weird. Like it's all very fluid. But that also includes Scarface, who's a wooden dummy. He's the one that should be all stiff. But for some reason, his face also changes expressions very fluidly. Like if he was a regular person, like his eyes will go from happy to sad, but it doesn't look like it would on a ventriloquist dummy. It looks like a normal, like if he was a little kid or something. It's really weird. Scarface offers Selena a chance to rob Veronica of the jewels that she has stashed at the museum without any risk of her being caught. Selena declines the offer at first, and Scarface is all like, "Oh, but what about them stuffed little critters? Don't you feel bad for them?" And Selena's like, "Whatever." So he says, "Hey, look, it's a 50-50 cut of the money. You want in or not?" So she agrees to it. We see Selena in her apartment changing into her Catwoman outfit. She heads off to the museum. At the museum, Catwoman uses her cat, Isis, to distract the guard. The guard sees the cat. He's like, "Oh, you must have gotten in here by accident. Let me take you out back." So he takes the cat outside. This gives Selena enough time to go rob the jewels. Outside, though, we see Scarface and Ventriloquist, and they see the guard let out the cat. Scarface tells Rhino, he's like, "Hey, plans can change." And a Catwoman's inside robbing the jewels, so Rhino shoots gas canisters into the museum. Catwoman sees the gas, and she thinks that someone else is robbing the place, so she runs away. Scarface sends Rhino and the other goon, whose name I forgot, and I don't even think he has any speaking lines in this, into the museum to go grab something. Catwoman tries to escape by climbing this giant dinosaur skeleton to the roof, but Scarface has rigged it with bombs. The dinosaur explodes and Catwoman falls. The guard finds Catwoman and he helps her up, but she kicks him in the stomach and gets outside. But the cops arrive. Catwoman jumps over their cars, causing them to crash, but they already saw her there, so they know that she's guilty of this. Catwoman arrives at her apartment, but Batman is there. Selena tells him that she was there for a party earlier, and she lost her temper, so she was going back to apologize, and that's when she saw the crooks, so she was going to stop them.
Care to explain what you were doing at the museum tonight?
Look, I was there earlier for a party, and I kind of lost my temper. I went back to apologize, and the place was empty, except for the burglars. I happened to have my outfit in the car, and I thought if I nailed the robbers, I could work up some points with the cops. Maybe even with you.
And Batman's reaction to this is really weird. He smiles at her and turns into the "gee golly whiz" idiot in front of her again. Like he's like, "Oh, really? Okay, let's go tell the cops then." He's like, "I'm sure you'll have no problem telling this to the authorities." She agrees. So they go back to the museum, and they look around before talking to the cops. Catwoman notices that some of the extinct animal displays aren't there anymore, and they have a removed for cleaning sign. She asks, why are the animals removed for cleaning if the museum is brand new? Batman notices the locks have been broken and says that one of those taxidermied extinct animals could be worth millions to the right buyer. At this point, Catwoman figures out that Scarface was the one who double-crossed her, and he was the one who took the animals. Batman knows Catwoman isn't telling him the truth, and she tells him this.
You're not telling me something.
You know what's wrong with our relationship? You always let me get too close.
Oh, Batman, that's the same mistake I made. Anyways, Catwoman kicks Batman in the nuts, and she runs away. She climbs to a giant blue whale hanging from the ceiling, but Batman's already there. She dives at him and he just ducks and she flies over him, like just falling off. It's pretty funny looking, actually. Batman goes to check to see if she's dead, but Catwoman is hanging on from the side. She flips and kicks Batman in the face, then she cuts one of the wires holding up the whale. The whale swings into the museum wall like a wrecking ball. You wrecked him. And it just destroys everything. So this brand new Breland Museum is just gone. They blew up a dinosaur. They destroyed a giant whale, walls, gas canisters. It's all a mess now. Batman chases after Catwoman, but she's gone. And then he turns on a tracking device. We're at some sort of lumber yard inside Scarface. Inside is Scarface on the phone, talking with the Penguin. He is selling him one of those taxidermied animals, which is a penguin, of course. Catwoman climbs from the roof onto some lumber being held by a crane. She spies on Scarface, but her cat, Isis, meows and gives her away. Ventriloquist releases the crane and drops Catwoman onto a conveyor belt. And then Scarface has this to say.
I thought a booty cat.
Scarface turns on the conveyor belt, which leads to a giant saw. Catwoman is knocked out, and her cat, Isis, starts licking her face, trying to wake her up. Catwoman wakes up in the nick of time and jumps out of harm's way, but at that point, Rhino grabs her, and Catwoman is too weak to get out of his grip, because Rhino is like a massive dude. Rhino takes her to Scarface, and Scarface reveals his plan, of course.
You know, I never had much use for animals, except Rhino here.
Thanks, boss.
Then it hit me some rich geeks will pay big bucks for critters they can't go out and shoot no more. You know what these things are worth dead?
More than my life, I bet.
You win, kitten. I needed a dummy to keep the cops busy while I grabbed the stiffs.
So you conned me into that phony jewel robbery.
Too bad for you, you figured it out. Now we're gonna find out if there really is more than one way to skin a cat.
Rhino takes Catwoman away, but her cat, Isis, scratches the back of his head. Batman then appears and just kicks Rhino head first into a metal beam. Ouch! Catwoman wants to take Batman to Bone Town, like right there and then.
I don't know whether to bite you or kiss you.
I love how Batman was like just contemplating just making babies with her right there and then. But he stops. The only reason he didn't just like straight out start making out with her right there was because Rhino got back up. Batman starts fighting Rhino and Catwoman goes after Scarface. She knocks out the other goon and takes Scarface away from Ventriloquist using her whip. She throws Scarface into the conveyor belt with the giant saw. Like she just throws him like a Hail Mary, like way down into the factory, and he lands on top of that conveyor belt. She turns it on again because I guess it turned off. Batman kills Rhino. Yeah, he drops about 30 giant logs on top of him. If Rhino wasn't like the size of a Hummer, I probably would believe that he did kill him, but I'm sure Rhino's okay. Ventriloquist begs Catwoman to let him save Scarface, but she won't. Ventriloquist grabs one of those taxidermied animals and smacks Catwoman in the face. I think it's a Tasmanian tiger he grabs and just smacks her in the face with it. This allows him to pull the lever and stop the saw just as it's about to cut Scarface. Catwoman then releases a crane full of logs which land on Scarface and completely destroys him and the machinery. Like seriously, it's pretty awesome. You see arms and body parts from Scarface just like flying everywhere. Ventriloquist then begs Catwoman not to kill him.
That's one way to remove a splinter. What's wrong, Ventriloquist? Cat got your tongue?
Please, I never hurt you. Scarface, he's another person, not me, really.
But he's inside you somewhere. And I'm going to keep scratching until I find him.
Don't make it harder on yourself.
So Catwoman is literally about to tear Ventriloquist's guts open. But Batman shows up and stops her. She tells Batman that they cost her freedom. But Batman's all like, no, you gave that up.
He cost me my freedom.
No, you gave it up. From the very start, I suspected there was more to this business than you were telling. So I put a transmitter on your cat back at your apartment. It led me here in time to hear your confession. Why did you do it, Selina?
I have to be who I am. I realize now I can't change that. Like I told someone else tonight. It's just the cat in me.
Catwoman grabs the taxidermied animal, the Tasmanian tiger, and throws it into the fire where the machinery destroyed Scarface. She tells Batman that he needs to choose whether to save the animal that's worth millions or arrest her. Batman swings into the fire and rescues the animal. He turns around, but Catwoman is gone. And then Batman gets sad. Like, really sad. Like, hilariously sad. His face turns, like, really, really sad, and he shakes his head, and he's all like, "Oh man." Because whenever he's around Catwoman, he turns into a little kid for some reason. Outside, we see Catwoman's silhouette against the moon, and she says that she is the cat who walks by herself. The end. Gee, that last shot looked surprisingly like the title card, but it wasn't like all crappy and zoomed in with a brown filter on it, didn't it? Alright, after show notes. There are no after show notes. I mean, there are, I believe, 2 episodes left for the original run of Batman the Animated Series. Next, we're going to go into the redesign season, the last season of Batman. So, I mean, there's really not much to say. This is the last appearance of Catwoman we're going to get in this style, in her gray outfit, which I think looks really cool. Then we're going to go into a not-so-clever design for her. I'm not a fan of it. But, I mean, really not much to say. There's no Robin in this one, which is kind of weird because this whole last season, as you remember, the cartoon name was changed to The Adventures of Batman and Robin. And Robin has been, like, in every episode. So this must have been one of the ones they made earlier and they just aired it later. He's not in this at all. There's no Alfred in this at all. There's no Commissioner Gordon. Even though at the museum party, we do see that Harvey Bullock and Montoya are there. So they're guests, but I don't believe we see Gordon at all. I mean, there's really not much else to say about this. Let's go to the Batcave Archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 83. This episode was a real surprise for me because I've seen it and I totally forgot it existed. I saw it was coming up on the list of episodes and I could not remember the plot at all. I was completely blanking out on this. This has happened to me before once again with the Scarecrow episode. And I really like that. I like that feeling of not knowing what's going to happen. So I saw the episode. Once I saw it, of course, I was like, oh, yeah, this one. This one's really cool. I like the fact that Scarface is in it. He's one of my favorite villains from this series. And I'm never going to object to more Scarface in the series. I'm glad we got to see Catwoman before the series changed. I know we saw her in the Batgirl Returns episode, but I'm glad we got to see her interact with Batman more. I really like Batman being all goofy whenever he's around Catwoman. I like that that's always remained a constant from the very first episode to this, that whenever he's around Catwoman or Talia or any woman he likes, he turns into like this like goofy kid who doesn't know how to act around women. I just find that, I don't know, humanizing, I guess, for Batman, since he's so cool about everything. It's nice to see that even Batman can be a total goofball around a girl. Doesn't make me feel so bad. It was a fun episode. I don't think it's the greatest. I mean, that's probably why I forgot about it. It's not something that you're going to go, oh, it's a hidden gem, because it's okay. It's not that great. It's not bad either. The animation's good, but I think that hurts the ventriloquist. I'm sorry, it hurts more Scarface, because he's a wooden dummy. He shouldn't be so vibrantly animated. It's a good episode. I think this one, let's look at the middle. So we got 82 episodes. Let's look at episode 41. That's the episode Tiger Tiger. And hey, once again, it's a Catwoman episode. That's the episode where Catwoman gets turned into a literal Catwoman. And we have the villain Tigress, which is like a giant tiger werewolf man. This episode, I think, is actually, I don't know, man. See, that's a good episode. It's a very good sci-fi episode that pays tribute to old stories, like horror stories like Island of Dr. Moreau, Frankenstein, those type of things. It's a more fun episode. And this one, it's more plain. I don't know, it's really cool, but it's just kind of straightforward. We had a fill-in time with the Catwoman backstory. So, yeah, I don't know, maybe not. Let's skip a few down. At number 46... we have If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Rich? And that's the episode where Riddler made his debut. I like that episode a lot, actually. Right below that, though, number 47, we have Batgirl Returns. And, hey, we were just talking once again about Catwoman. That episode's really good. I like that episode a lot more than this one. So maybe we'll put this one a bit down. Number 48, Harley Quinnade. That's the episode where Batman teams up with Harley. Harley may be overplayed now. She's overexposed in everything. So I think that kind of makes me not like this episode as much as when it appeared. But it's still a very good episode. I mean, this is getting kind of tough because, I mean, they're good episodes. Let's see. At number 50, we have Zatanna. No, that with the magic girl. I like that one a lot, too. Birds of a Feather. Penguin's best episode. Riddler's Reform. That one's really good. Shadow of the Bat Part 2. Man, all these are so good because that's the Batgirl episode again. Okay, let's go right to number 60. 60 is the episode Avatar, and that's the episode where Ra's al Ghul tries to raise that mummy queen. And once again, dude, we got Beefcake Batman in that one. We got Bruce Wayne with the puffy pants. Talia al Ghul. Yeah, Talia al Ghul. That's what I'll call her. Yeah, Talia al Ghul's in that one. So maybe not. Right underneath that lockup, once again, I really like that. Number 62, my timeless enemy, the Clock King. But actually, that one's better than this one. All right, this one looks like a good place. Number 63, The Cat in the Claw Part 2. That's the second parter to the first episode. And this is our debut of Catwoman. She appears a lot in this series. I don't know. I think it's about on par with that one. Number 64, we have The Last Laugh. And I believe that's the one where Joker's spreading the toxic gas throughout Gotham with Captain Clown the robot. I think that's actually a very good place for this one. I do like this one better than The Cat in the Claw Part 2. So you know what? We're going to make it our new number 63, right underneath Time Out of Joint, right above The Cat in the Claw Part 2. It is Catwalk, episode 83. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for our show this week. Remember, you can go to Facebook and join our Facebook group there. Look for I'm Batman, the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter, Capt_Marvelous, and also on Instagram at Captain_Marvelous. This weekend, I went to go see the Justice League movie that's out in theaters, and I really liked it. I know people are pooping on it, but honestly, I honestly just believe there's a Marvel bias out there. A lot of people, as soon as they hear of a Marvel movie, they just already quantify it as the greatest thing ever. The movie hasn't even come out, and people are already claiming it's the best one out. For example, Thor and Justice League came out this same month. People claiming that Thor was already the best superhero movie to have come out that month. And this was like 3 months before the movies even came out. I did see Thor Ragnarok. I was not a fan of it. I thought it went... It was too comedic. Thor did not feel like Thor. I thought there were parts of it that were boring. The story was just not to my liking. I did not like that movie. Justice League, it's not the greatest thing ever. I'm not going to sit here and tell you all that, oh my god, this is the best superhero team movie you're going to see ever. No, because honestly, Avengers was much better than this. A lot better than this. But I did like it. Batman feels more human. He's not like the freaking angry killer that he is in Batman v Superman. Superman, after three movies, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and whatever the hell other movie he was in, I don't even know, Suicide Squad. No, he was not in that one. But either way, he finally feels like Superman. He finally feels like the beacon of hope, like the goofy, like, how can I help you, ma'am? I'll get that cat out of this tree for you. Type of character that we know Superman is. His costume is finally that blue that inspires you. Not like this gray-looking blue that's just so down. The movie has this happy tone to it. This tone of hope. It's a straight-out action movie. Very simple plot. Bad guy arrives. He steals 3 cubes and now the League has to stop him. The bad guy is the lowest point of the movie. He's just like some video game character guy. Steppenwolf, he has horns, but there's really nothing special to him. He's just bad guy. The movie concentrates more on the League, and I like that. Flash, I think, he steals the show. He's a very good standout character. He's the comedic character. He's very young and seems all excited about everything. which lets you put yourself in his shoes, because if I ever got to hang around with the Justice League, I'd probably be acting just like he does in this movie. Like, oh my god, that's the Batmobile! You know, stuff like that. I think he's a really good character. Aquaman, actually, is very likable. My least favorite was probably Cyborg, and that's just because he's still akin to the old movies, where he's all moody and grumpy and down on everything. Wonder Woman, once again, stands out a lot. She's really good in this movie. And I think it's a good movie overall. I do recommend you go see it. Make up your own mind. See it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But I do recommend that it's something that you should go see. Everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episode or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are...
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.